One of the musical highlights this year was when Hawaiian-style band founding members Brian Kessler and Wade Cambern, along with Roby Kahakalau, joined Chris Vandercook to perform and talk about their debut album, Vanishing Treasures, released 25 years ago. Contemporary Hawaiian music had come of age and was well on its way to incorporating styles from far-distant music genres, reflecting a new sensibility in both sound and subject matter. Chris asked about the ideas that fueled their success.
It was just in the beginning stages, I think. We had Brother Walter that was sort of doing a reggae-ish kind of a Jawaian.
Right.
And I started calling it Jewaian because, you know, obvious reasons. But that was all that was really happening, and that was huge music. And,
yeah.
And that sort of ushered in the change a little bit, which was real different than the C&K Kalapana kind of
right.
a sound years before. And we basically started developing that sound from a couple of commercials that we were working on mm-hmm. at the time, Hawaiian-style clothing and local motion clothing.
Uh-huh.
And we had this commercial that was just all over the airwaves called A Na Na Local Motion that people were calling up and going, what is that? We want to buy that record. Where can we get it? It's a commercial. And that's kind of, we kind of went with that. And I remember getting together with Bla Pahanui. He helped us a little bit on that first album. He said, you know what? That beat is really something.
Yeah.
You should really write some more songs around that beat. And
yeah.
I think that kind of resonated with both Wade and I.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that piece we heard just before we started talking, where the way the drum was mixed into that. There's a big
yes.
boom on the tom-tom.
Yes,
know.
Yes.
That wouldn't have been part of Hawaiian music maybe a decade earlier.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Those early tunes were drum loops and drum machines mm-hmm. before we added the live guys to copy what we had done with
right.
the drum loops. Yeah.
I think it's also interesting to note that, you know, both Brian and I had been playing around town quite a bit in top 40 groups.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, both Paul Simon, his Graceland album, and Sting were popular.
Mm-hmm.
And we very much allowed those sounds, those songs, to influence what we were doing with contemporary Hawaiian music. We would use a Hawaiian song and give it a different beat. And arrangement, too.
Mm-hmm.
We used a lot of arrangement protocols that came up in these songs by these other artists.
That's a good point, Wade, because that really is, you know, Paul Simon went to Africa, recorded his album with all the local guys there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's was a thing worldwide in music of people opening their ears to, you know, sounds from continents away, as opposed to sticking to this is what you're supposed to do in instrumentation, rhythm, that
yeah,
kind of thing.
Absolutely. Case in point, our song Living in a Sovereign Land, when the guitar part comes in the middle of that, it's right out of the Graceland album. It's that
mm-hmm.
African kind of guitar part that's
mm-hmm.
mixed with the lopey kind of groove with the slack-key-ish guitars all kind of mixed in there, you
yeah.
know, and that created that sort of more worldish kind of a feeling, you know.
Well, you know, I think back to the days when you'd go in the record store and there'd be these compartments, right? Each one labeled with, you know, this is jazz, this is blues, this is country,
yeah.
and, you know, let not the twain ever meet.
Right?
It was, yeah. It was everyone in his ghetto kind of thing.
But yeah.
That kind of broke down, didn't it, Wade? In that years, right around the time you guys were getting started.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, like Brian said, we incorporated some new sounds. We got some recognition from a guy named Robbie Burns, who put together Locomotion Clothing Company. He kind of recognized that there was an opening here, and he came up with the name Hawaiian Style Band, and I wrote Live a Little Hawaiian Style, and that was really our starting point
mm-hmm.
for all of this. And we won the Hoku for the single of the year in, I think it was 1990?
Yeah.
91 was the awards, mm-hmm. and it was for the year of 1990. And after that experience, you know, we all just kind of looked at each other and said, let's do a whole album.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to more of what we were already doing. And you mentioned Sovereign Land
mm-hmm.
because I think for I know I speak for myself that I learned a lot about local issues and Hawaiian issues that were going on. So it was a learning experience for me at the time. I enrolled at KCC and took a language course, and you know, I really wanted to jump into even the Hawaiian culture, even though I'd been here for several years already. I really listened, you know, to a lot more music at that point, Hawaiian music.
And, you know, and you guys, of course, brought in musical skills from other genres as well, which was clearly going to influence how the music.
We were the two Hali guys, you know. From people knew our music before they knew what we looked like.
Right.
You know, and it was incredible.
Just probably just as well.
Yeah, right. We do these concerts and they go, you were the guys that did all that? Because we had some great guest artists with us on the first album.
Yeah.
We had Brother Iz and Del Beasley and Teresa Bright. Mm-hmm. And they were playing all those songs on the radio. And it was all the same group, but all those songs were being played. So when we finally got out there and started performing, it was a real eye-opener for us as well as the people who were watching us.
A certain amount of disbelief.
Yeah.
But, you know, even with the, you know, sort of innovative approach to accepting other influences in terms of what you were saying in your lyrics, there was lots of let's return to local style. That had a very traditional bent to it. There's a real appreciation of local life. And that's kind of a look back to the good old days.
Yes, absolutely.
I did take the opportunity, too, to... In my writing, I developed kind of a snapshot of local life. You know, what I saw, what I observed, what I learned, I tried to put to song. You know, with the exception of maybe a love song like Love and Honesty, that did bring in some local elements, imagery and so forth. There's a lot to write about here in Hawaii.
Well, you've proven that ever since, and we're going to hear your music now with Roby Kahakalau joining them. Okay. What have you got for us?
Well, we're going to do a song called Old Style Way. One, two, three.
It's a barefoot boy, they're born and raised, singing songs the old style way. In the old style way, life was so sweet. It didn't take a lot of money just to make ends meet. With the love of a girl and a little bit of faith, there's a lot you can say for the old style way.
As he works the land,
works the land,
sows the seed,
sows the seed,
that grows into,
grows into
his
destiny.
And then his heart, earth in his hand,
away. Life was so simple then, unlike today, in a world gone mad, where eyes warm and bright turn cold and gray. Still I can dream in the old style way,
by the light of him play as he sings to her the story of the love. The night ends too soon, he wishes she would stay as his eyes see stars up above.
was so sweet. Didn't take a lot of money just to make ends meet. With the love of a girl and a little bit of faith, there's a lot you can say for the old style way. In the old style way, life was so simple then, unlike today. In a world gone mad, where eyes warm and bright turn cold and gray, still I can dream in the old style way. Still I can dream in the old style way.
That was Roby Kakalau, Brian Kessler, and Wade Cambern of the Hawaiian Style Band. They came on the show last March, celebrating the 25th anniversary of their debut album, Vanishing Treasures. Our Chris Vandercook had fun sitting down with them for a look back.